Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottering 333. Thank you so much for coming back to this channel to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me through words and dreams and messages and warnings. I received a message while praying that the Lord laid on my heart to bring to you today. So please go ahead and listen to this message and check out my blog that has the transcript as well as the corresponding scriptures. All right, I'm just going to get right into it and I'm going to start reading it to you now. Here's what I heard. The battle in the heavenlies is raging, just like the wars that have sprung up all over the earth. They are a sign of the culminations of all things converging all at the same time, much like an orchestra that comes together. So is the last orchestra that comes playing an end-time symphony. Similar to what happened on the Titanic, as it started sinking, the orchestra played its last song. However, there is a new song that is emerging and taking place, a new orchestra consisting of my remnant people. It is full of life and hope and will be sung for all eternity. It is a song to give you a future and gladness, and it brings rejoicing. It fills the hearts of my chosen ones that seek me daily with all of their being. Amidst all the carnage on the earth, this song will lift up the countenance of my own and will set them apart. Continue to sing praises to me during this time of unrest, death, and destruction. It will lift you up on a higher level. It is during this time of worship that I will manifest myself to many, for it will help break the yokes and set the captives free. Much like what happened with my disciples when they were jailed, much like Jehoshaphat and his army that were set free and won the battle over their enemy, much like Jericho and the wall that came tumbling down as they blew the trumpets. Yes, my children, the same principles exist today, for I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Remove your garments of despair and heaviness and put on the garment of praise. You will then start seeing victories appear all around you and through you. Come together in unity and sing and praise and worship, for this will be and is one of your strongest weapons against the enemy, though most do not see it. This is my call for you today. It is a key to the kingdom for the battle that you are in. Use it for my glory. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ. And I heard that. And then a little while later, I asked the Lord if there's any more, and I heard this. Do not neglect the gifts of the Spirit. Seek the higher ones without forsaking the others. They are my treasure to you, my bride. As a groom showers his bride with gifts, so I give you mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you are showing us. So in this message, the two things that the Lord is saying is that even though we are seeing the last battle, the battles that are happening all around us, both physically and spiritually, we must remember that the Lord always raises up a standard against these things that happen. And one of the ways that he wants us to rise up above what's going on is through worship and praise. Because when we worship and praise, we actually break the yoke that is holding us down. It will absolutely smash and destroy hindrances and blockages in your life. He mentions what happened to Jehoshaphat when they actually were singing to the Lord. And when they did that, the Lord fought the battle for them. You can see that in 2 Chronicles 20, 21 through 22. It's a wonderful story. And I use that a lot in spiritual warfare because when we don't know what to do, when we sing, we are giving it to the Lord and letting him take care of it for us. He also mentioned in this message the Jericho wall that came tumbling down. How? When they marched around singing or blowing the trumpet, they were singing. Again, that's when the wall came down. That's when the blockages come down, brothers and sisters. And then we think about what happened to the disciples that when they were jailed in Acts 16, 25 through 38. We see that when they were singing praises to the Lord, what happened? The chains fell from them, literally fell off of them, and they were set free. And so the same principle applies to us today. When we are truly worshiping the Lord and singing and praising, these chains can be lifted off of us and fall off of us, and we will have freedom in the areas that we are seeking. So please take this to the Lord for further understanding. The last thing the Lord shared, which I thought was so beautiful, and he has showed me this before, that the gifts that he gives us, and I'll have a list of the gifts in my blog. I'll put that in my blog. If you're unfamiliar with the spiritual gifts of the Spirit, they're wonderful things that the Lord gives us. And he calls them treasures. In this message, he says that these are his treasures for his bride, that the gifts that he gives us are treasures that he gives to us as his bride, just as when a groom showers his bride with gifts, that he gives us these gifts. So I think that's just so beautiful and so precious and a really marvelous way to look at the gifts of the Spirit. So please go check those out as well. Thank you again for coming and listening to what the Lord has showed me. I hope this video blesses you. I hope this message encourages you and blesses you as well.